The Vikings close out the season with a record of 19 wins and 8 losses. At the state tournament, Petersburg beat Bristol Bay Thursday 47-26 and Unalakleet Friday 56-39. Stuart Kahn had 20 points in the Bristol Bay game. Wolf Brooks added 10. Against Unalakleet, Alan McKay led scoring with 15. Kahn had 13 and Brooks scored 12. Petersburg lost to Unalaska in the championship game 49-39. Coach Rick Brock reflected on the run through the state tournament.
The semis are, I think, more stressful than the championship game. The semis are, everybody knows, it's the, you know, that's the game to get on the big dance and or the big game. And I was real happy with the way we played the first two games. And the third game, you know, the title game, I think nerves got to us a little bit. I think Unalaska is a very, very good team. Very physical, very quick, athletic, and we just couldn't match that for 32 minutes.
In that final game, Kahn led the Vikings in scoring with 15 points, and McKay added 10. Kahn was named to the all-tournament team, as was Brooks, for leading the tournament in rebounds. Shell Whitstock and Ethan Briner were named Good Sports Award winners. Brock noted it was a successful season despite the loss in the final game, especially with the change in conferences.
We were a 500 team. Hadn't gone to state for a while. It's hard to go from that to being the number one seed and then winning regions and then getting to state and winning a couple of games. So I, you know, the guys from their hard work and effort and sticking together and believing in what we were trying to do, they really improved during the season and really cleared a couple of hurdles that are kind of hard to do in 1 year, become a winning team, win a championship, and they get to the championship game of the state.
Brock also thought one of Petersburg's better games was against the Wolfpack of Unalakleet, not the title game against the top-seeded Raiders.
Us and Unalaska are kind of the same, built the same way. We really rely on our half-court defense, and in the semis, we were able to take Unalakleet out of their offensive sets and then convert on our end. So it was a well-played game, one of our better games of the year. Thought the kids as a group shared the ball and then defensively really shut them down. So quality game for us in the semis.
Petersburg graduates 4 seniors, Ben Johnson, Shell Whitstock, Ethan Briner, and Jordan LaPerry, and will return an experienced group of underclassmen for next season. The Lady Vikings won their first championship with a 43-34 battle against the Bristol Bay Angels Saturday. For girls coach Dino Brock, the championship matchup was an intense defensive game.
Both teams took away pretty much everything that the other team was trying to do, and it just kind of stuck that way. We ended up having a 2-point third quarter. They outscored us two points to 7, so it kind of shows you how the game was being played. And went into the fourth quarter tied, and then we hit some big free throws. Kylie hit some big free throws for us. Chandler Strickland hit a couple jump shots for us. But it was a team effort. The defensive effort that we put out by everybody who was on the floor was amazing.
Kylie Wallace scored 16 points in that game for the Lady Vikings. Ruby Brock had 9, and Emma Chase scored 8. Petersburg beat Dillingham 43-25 and Nenana 50-39 to get into the championship game. Courtney Fredrickson was high scorer in the Dillingham game with 10 points, while Chase scored 9. Wallace had 23 against Nenana. Brock scored 11, and Adana Kernvick put in 10. Dino Brock was named Coach of the Year. He credits former coach Lee Ribbick and current assistant coach Kerry Curtis for the honor. And also Wallace was named Player of the Year.
Very deserving, I think, and she showed that at state. But again, that's part of the group, is the everyday working, making each other better, being willing to sacrifice some of your personal stats for the good of the team and what we viewed as the best way to play it. All of the honors that we got really is because of the group, because of the team and what they were willing to sacrifice and work towards.
Ruby Brock and Emma Chase were also named the all-tournament team. Brock described his championship team as a hard-working group.
They enjoy being around each other. There wasn't a lot of the squabbles, the fighting or any of that stuff. They just came in and worked. They enjoyed being around each other. Just the day in and day out was just, they came in and worked every day. They had a goal from the very beginning of the season of where they wanted to get, and it worked out great.
The Lady Vikings also lose 4 seniors to graduation, Wallace, Brock, Kernvick, and Josie Pruce. Girls finished with a record of 25-1. Their one loss came against Ketchikan back at the Clark Cochran Christmas Classic in December. Girls, in fact, after that, went on a 20-game win streak and didn't lose a game in 2016. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.